Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gerald Celente back on the show. Gerald, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the most powerful thinkers I know in our Brain Trust. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated his 20th anniversary. Director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute, an organization that's been around now for almost 40 years. He's the publisher of the Trends Journal, author of Trends 2000, which I helped him launch way back in the 90s. And his work, folks, is outstanding. If you want to know what current events and the future are looking like when they collide with each other, you need to know what Gerald thinks about it. He's our good friend. Gerald, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Thank you for the kind words.
Well, I mean every word of it. Hey, Gerald, you've got some news that you want to share with us about midterms, the midterm elections.
Yes, we're making a forecast, and right now, of course, it looks like the Democrats are going to win, not because they're so popular, it's because the divisiveness going on. But we're making a forecast, and this is it, and you're one of the first to hear it. We believe that Trump is going to bring an end to the Afghan war. And there's been some talks going on that have been hardly making the news at all. He was against it, if you read his direct comments when he was candidate Trump.
And the Iraq war.
Well, yes, but the Iraq war, it's minimal troops there as well. Mm-hmm. But the Afghan are about, between 14,000 to 18,000. We don't know the exact number. And we also believe he's going to bring home the troops from South Korea. Huh. That's what, about 28,000 mm-hmm. troops. And what we believe he's going to do is to take a page out of our Occupy Peace action plan. And one of those plans in Occupy Peace is to close down the bases overseas, bring home the troops, and put them to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure.
Wow.
And that's one of our plans, and if you go to OccupyPeace.com. And now what I'm saying this because of Trump's campaign pledges, and you well know I was among the first to say the Trump rally was real, weeks after he got elected.
Right.
And it was based on a number of things. One was tax cuts, and that's happened. The other one was trade negotiations, and that's going on. And the other one, of course, was to deregulation, and that's mm-hmm. happened as well.
Absolutely.
The other one he promised that hasn't been fulfilled is infrastructure improvement. That was supposed to be a big one, and it hasn't happened. And we believe he's going to make that one happen with what we call the Troops Progress Administration.
And when will that be announced, you think? I mean, will it be before the election?
It's going to be before the midterm elections.
Will that help him?
Oh, absolutely. You're kidding. A big 17-year war ending
still,
in Afghanistan.
But yet you still forecast the Democrats are going to take the House.
No. I said at this point.
At this point.
The
right.
forecast is that the Democrats are going to take the House. But the Afghan war, this endless war, for what?
The longest war we've ever been in.
Oh, yeah, by many, many times.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there used to be something, as you know, the Work Progress Administration, the WPA,
right.
during the 1930s.
Right.
And they built things like that, little things like the Hoover Dam, highways and
right.
bridges all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
We believe he's going to launch a Troops Progress Administration. This will not only benefit the nation in our rotted third world infrastructure, anybody who's ever traveled anywhere around the world knows how bad it is here, but it will also give the troops an opportunity to develop skills that they're not getting by just going into the service.
Not too many people now, need an infantryman working for them, as I was once upon a time.
What's that?
Not too many people need an infantryman working for them.
No. But they need people with skills. Now, you could go to the Wall Street Journal yesterday and paid a story on page 3. They can't find construction workers.
That's exactly
today.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the young,
young
people
men
don't
aren't doing
young people
it.
Don't they don't want to do the construction jobs.
They don't want to do them, and they're, you know, they it's a different society. So now you're bringing back these troops that are going to have construction skills.
Right. I'd like to see this country put a conscription program in where everybody over 18 years old has to inconvenience themselves for 1 year for their country, including doing some of the jobs you're talking about. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about this and some more things with our good friend Gerald Celente. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts. Gerald is still in the building.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.